Luke, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi, good
Luke.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Good.
Fine, fine.
Well,
we got a lot of things going.
What do we have to watch out for, Luke? And again, I do a lot of banking online. I do almost all my purchasing online. Mm-hmm. I pay my bills online. I make airplane reservations and hotel reservations online. What do I have to watch out for?
So there's a couple things you have to watch out for, and I could be here all day, honestly, talking about ways that you can sort of prevent yourself from being scammed. But this year, we came up with about five small ways that anybody can do to help cut down their risk of being scammed. Now, the first one is obviously don't answer the phone if you don't know who's calling. A lot of people kind of argue and say, well, what if my doctor's calling, my children, my grandchildren? We unfortunately live in a day where we can't really trust caller ID anymore. Unless we have that contact in our phone, we honestly don't know who is calling. So it's always best to not answer it if you don't know who's calling. If it is a person who needs to get in contact with you, they will always leave you a voicemail and you can call them right back.
What do you believe? What do you believe is happened that it's just unbelievable now, the number of people that call us. I had a call last night. And you know something? I picked it up. I knew. And as soon as I accused the person, click. Down it went.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's all about the advancement of our computer softwares, too. These people calling are calling from a massive company, a massive room of people who were just robocalling every, you know, half minute almost. So they're calling over 100 people an hour, and they're somehow able to, you know, change that caller ID to show it's calling from Hartford or from Cromwell or from Bloomfield when really they're not at all. And that's really the main problem here. The FCC next year is planning on doing something about these robo and scam calls, not allowing them to change their area code anymore, and it'll probably pop up saying could be scam calls. So that's to be continued.
And I also read something, Luke, where the best thing would be not to answer questions from these people, because I read this, and I guess this is true, I'm reading it more, that if they ask you questions, they will try to get you to say the word yes to them, and they will record you saying the word yes, and then they can use that recording of you to you know, for credit purposes and for other ways of identity theft.
Yeah, that's true. And even people who call you and claim to be from your town or you owe back taxes or something, they might start asking, well, what's your last name? What's the last four of your social?
Don't answer those again. Yeah, you can't. You shouldn't give any of that information. But yet, people do it.
Yes, they do, because it sounds convincing.
Mm-hmm.
And phone scams are very convincing, but you can't fall for them if you don't answer the phone.
Let me ask you this: scammers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do they really try to cast a wide net by including, let's say, little or no specific information in their fake emails? Do they really try this?
Yeah, so I would say emails and phone scams, too. I mean, they'll call, and for utility scams, for example, everyone has a utility company or some sort of, you know, electric bill they have to pay. So that's, you know, a widespread scam that basically goes to any person. So these utility scams call out, they don't use your name, they don't use your address. However, they might have that. It's so easy online to search for a person's name and address. They might have those two items, but they won't know your account number, how much your last bill was, how much you owe now. So if you ask them a couple of those questions, if you really think you might be behind on a utility bill, they won't know that. So that's sort of a way that you would know if it was a scam or not.
There you go. So common sense is, like you said, Luke, if they start asking you questions, if they start asking you for numbers, just hang up on them.
Yes, and it's usually right away. They won't greet you by your full name if they possibly could, but right off the bat, they're going to be asking you these questions. Can you confirm? Can you confirm that?
See, I like to play with them. They call me. They say, Paul, can you confirm? And I'll say, confirm what? What am I confirming? Well, your information. Well, what information? Then I say, where are you calling me from? That's where I get the click right then and there. I get you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's good. So really, Luke, just the entertainment value for me is really good. I like to do that.
Hey, by the way, thanks a million for calling us. You're a regular now, and you got to be with the way things are going. I never dreamed that there would be people that would be calling you that, you know, you think at times are for real.
No,
I just don't pay any attention to them at all. Nothing.
Yeah, and that's good. That's what you should do. And, you know, people who don't know these scams are out there will answer it and will be, you know, sort of sucked in and answer those few questions that seem harmless, but it may come back to hurt them, you know, in the future. So, you know, it's all about telling people what's out there, how to prevent it. And I'm glad I call in and I get to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Luke. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.